So I'm going to ask Pappy just to come and just share a little bit of his vision, his testimony, and a little bit of the vision God's given him. Now, I want to tell you, we are in the early stages of this. We have some exceptional people that were in that room who have the skill and the ability and many of them resources to help bring this to pass. We want it to be in God's timing, and we certainly want it to be God's way. So I asked Pappy, I said, do you think it's premature to talk about this? He said, no, I don't think so. I said, I don't either, because I want to give hope, and I want to shed light on some things to what God is doing. Pappy, would you come? Pappy's Jewish. He's our Jewish brother.
So are you.
He said, so am I. Yes, I am. We've been grafted in.
You've been grafted, brother.
Yeah, man.
You family.
All right.
You hey. Family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! If you ain't got some of this today, we need to call 911. Because if you ain't, you're dead. I don't know if 911 can fix what they got if they ain't got some of this today. Thank you, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Thank you, musicians. Incredible musicians. Wherever y'all are at, just what a beautiful team. What a beautiful team.
Praise God.
I want to ask you a question. What do you see when you see that picture? I want to get down so some of you, I don't want. What do you see when you see that picture behind me? There's three types of people that look at that picture. The first person just sees the distress, the pain, the suffering. They have empathy, and they think, oh, my gosh, what a tragedy. Now, I want to ask you a question. Is he being laid down, or is he being lifted up? But what do you see? Do you see him laid down, or do you see him being lifted up? Okay. Now, the normal person just sees today. The average person just sees today. The devil's job is to make you see how he got there. The other group of people see the past, the events, the tragedies, the mistakes, the mess-ups. They see what's behind. That's all they see. Many of us are told, that's it. That's it. But in Jesus, that ain't it. There's another group of people who see that as a young king laying there. Now let me throw a whole loop. What if that's Jesus being pulled off the cross? What if that's a young king who's been beaten by a foreign army? And someone who loves him is trying to resuscitate him. I want to share a really short thought for you. I am a Hebrew. I'm not Jewish. Jewish is another tribe. We're actually Ephraim or Manasseh. But it's part of the Hebrew family. So we're all family, just like your family. If you've been adopted and grafted into Yeshua, you're Abraham's seed according to the promise. That makes you my cousin. Now, you've been worshiping one of my other cousins. His name's Jesus. You call him Jesus. He's a cousin. We call him Yeshua. His mama called him Yeshua. And if you ever want to have just a little, really intimate moment with him when you're praying or worshiping, just whisper, Yeshua. Yeshua. That's his biblical Hebrew name. And it means salvation and healing right now. It means present tense. When you look at that picture, And you realize that, and I shared this with Pastor last night, I believe that when we're conceived, our angel is placed beside us if we're part of the family. From the second you're conceived, that angel is a protector for you and your mama. No matter who conceived you, no matter where or how, that angel, and the devil knows that angel, and that devil steps out right then to try to destroy you. And you're from the time you were born Until today, he's still trying to destroy you and tear you down and rip you down. Okay? And he wants to remind you as much as he can of your past and what got you there. I'm here to tell you what got you here is Yeshua. And God had a plan. He said he wrote your name in his book before he built the world. You're talking about God's plan. God's plan is going to happen, and you're going to happen. The devil can't stop it. Every demon in hell can't stop it. Now, I am so excited about the program. When Pastor shared me what the program was going on here, because our whole program, God showed me something. If you can figure out how to get viruses and bacteria and parasites and mycotoxins out of your body, by his design, your body will heal itself. Now, there's other kind of detoxing program. We detox parasites, viruses, bacteria. God gave us equipment first to spot them. If you can't see him, you can't shoot him. First off, he's given us this NASA developed this technology so we can actually see inside your body. And I see all these critters in there. I love black churches. I love them. I love because I get help. I love it. These critters, now, doctors want to give you medicine. And they're trying. They're trying to help. But they don't know how to kill all these critters because, first off, they can't even identify them. But NASA needed to take care of their space boys. So they built all this equipment to monitor their space guys, and somehow a university got a hold of it, and they built a piece of equipment that lets me see what NASA could see. So I put your little hand here, we scan it, and this list comes up. I did a scan yesterday, 52 pages of critters, and this one lady, 52 pages. Now, everybody, oh my gosh. But then he gave us this light. Now, I delivered that light to Dr. Pittman. And if it wasn't for Dr. Pittman, I wouldn't be here. God has a funny thing about bringing the best of everything together. He's the best chiropractor. He's the best naturopath probably in the world. Pappy's opinion, but in the world. God doesn't give a second best, guys. So, he gave us this light, and this light creates frequency, and this light just penetrates you. And you know what? We just dial in this little number, and every one of those critters we see start dying. And when those critters start dying, people's body comes back alive. People who had cancer growing in their body, all of a sudden those cancers start dying. People who had MS, the MS starts dying. People who had leukemia, the leukemia starts dying. No matter what disease you can name, when you start killing all the critters and pulling all the toxin out of the body comes back alive, and the body sees God sees what's in the future, and so do we. Your pastor has been seeing what's in the future for years. His vision is the reason we're here. Dr. Pittman and I didn't come up with this. God used this man to come up with this. Now, the exciting part is he showed us a facility, and he said, can you use this? And we're over here looking for a facility. I drove from Dallas, Texas, the holy city. I know you're all cowboy fans, so it's okay. God not only gives a man a vision, he brings it to pass. God's plan comes to pass. God's plan is to bring healing to the kingdom. Kingdom. Folks, you're the kingdom. You're the kingdom. You are the kingdom of God. And he's working on one kind of healing already here, isn't he? Got a whole bunch of healing going on here already. Now God says, you know what? I want to add to that. I want to bring a little more healing. I want to bring healing to your physical too. I want to be able to kill all them critters so that you can live and walk in divine health. Does that sound interesting? Is anybody interested? Okay. So our dream has been, to be able to take these incredible technologies that he's given us, put them together and facilitate a place in a why on earth Cincinnati? I have no idea. Now, I've been told this is not Cincinnati. You at Hamilton. I understand. But it's a Cincinnati area. God is wanting some reason for it to be centered here and to go forth to the rest of the world. So I fell in love with your pastor. I mean, when I saw him, I fell in love. I don't know what happened. But when he touched me, whew, I felt God. I felt the brother. I felt like I grew up with him. Literally, just felt like I grew up with him. And it's been such a, every moment, we were eating, I was eating dinner. He was watching last night. I said, he wanted to take me to dinner. I go, you're fasting. And he goes, yeah, but I won't take you to dinner. And every time he reached over and touched me, I think, it feels like God touching me. It's just so much love coming out of him. So I'm excited. I'm excited to even be a part. I'm excited to be here. And I'm even more excited that we have an incredible piece of the family that the devil's done that to. But I see the rest of the story. I don't care what he's done to you. I know what he's about to do for you. And that's why he brought this man and that man and that man. We got a whole bunch of people already God's pulling together to be right here to bring healing. Now, it was fun to watch Jesus heal, I can tell you. But it's fun to watch. It don't matter if it's a light. It don't matter if it's this crazy piece of equipment he gave us. When someone comes in with this incurable disease and weeks later they walk out and it went away. Now, we don't cure disease. We don't even treat disease. We just kill critters. That's it. Oh, how many of you know that ALS is incurable? We got our first ALS client. I got a call. As a matter of fact, I've been praying because I've seen everything else healed. Everything. Every kind of cancer. MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. I've seen God heal it all. And I've been praying for almost a year. And I said, God, please. I want to see if this can fix Alzheimer's. I mean ALS, I'm sorry. Will it fix ALS? Lou Gehrig's disease. No hope. When they diagnose it, you've got less than a year to live. And it just, your brain is being eaten alive, literally eaten. And they tell you, once you're diagnosed, there's never going to be another good day. There's only one trip down. They told a friend of mine, a missionary in Mexico, called me last November. I didn't know it was going to be a friend. Called me and said, they've just diagnosed Shelley, that's his wife. Missionaries in Mexico for 15 years. They just diagnosed her with ALS, told her, go pick out her plot, figure out where she wants to be buried, tell her children goodbye. She'll be dead in less than a year. That was last November. They came up. We scanned them. We looked inside, saw all the bugs. Said, okay. We started February the 3rd. And I've got a video of her 6 weeks later. Now, she couldn't even get in the building. Her husband had to literally take a shower with her, hold her up in the shower and take a shower with her. No strength to even walk. I got a video, even if you want to see it, with Shelley on the treadmill. 2 months later, doing a half mile on the treadmill. Okay? Woo! And Bobby, Dr. Bobby Guillory, which will actually run this center, he works with an ALS foundation, and he told me no one has ever reversed ALS, no one. And so I sent the video, and she turns around and says, hi, Bobby. She just walked half a mile that day with her husband down the road and back, and then was doing her treadmill. It's impossible. It can't be done. We know that, but we're not medicine people. We're not doctors. I'm not a doctor. All I am, I have a PhD, but it's not in that. Okay? You don't want me anywhere near you if you need medical help. Okay? But if you got bugs that need to be killed, you call Pappy. We kill them bugs. Okay? I call myself a toxin terrorist. Okay? So story after story after story, and I'm just thrilled, Pastor, to be here. And matter of fact, when we were... When he said the word embassy at that meeting the other night, he said the word embassy. Ford said to me, what do you think? And I said, I think we got a home. Up there at the top, you asked me, you said, well, what do you think, Pappy? And I said, I'm home. Let's do it, brother.
Thank you. There is so much more to this than what we have time to share. But I would also like, Dr. Pittman, would you come up for just a moment and share a little bit about what you do and the vision that God has placed in your heart in terms of your practice and what you see, how you see this working.
And what a wonderful time. I mean, we talk about the light. And Pappy came off as it was back when, was it January or December? When was the date we got together? January, yeah. So doing the light, how this happened, this is the first time I've been on the light myself. And it was on a Sunday. We had everybody in my office. All of a sudden, I was sitting in the light and the frequencies going through me. And prophetically, just something just hit, just light, just touched my heart and start seeing visions, and this is what happened. And prophetically, 24 people came to my office like praying for the church. I didn't know them. Came to my office and start praying, and we had them in church right in my office. Jesus was just touching everybody in that office at the time. So it was awesome. And I told John we were at the meeting together. I said, God gives you a vision. I don't really stand the vision. He says, you're going to have a church. Or not a church, but just a center, but it's going to be in a school, a type of school. And I'm going, what, Lord, are you talking about? A school? I don't understand what a school would be. Not a clue. And he gave me this vision of this school. I go, what is this about, Lord? And of course, he talked about patience today, patience. And so just confirmed in the meeting Thursday, he said, well, my church is in a school. And I go, oh, my goodness, this is my vision I had 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And what a confirmation of just what God is doing, his work in Cincinnati. He wants it in Cincinnati, for sure. This has been a spiritual center. There's so many eclectic changes that the Lord has done. Touch this Cincinnati area to things I cannot imagine. He's got some plans for this whole Cincinnati area. He loves everyone in the city. He loves everyone. To bring people in this world and bring Pappy, bring other people in this area just to give blessings on everyone in this whole area just amazes me. So it's nice to see Jesus, things come to light and come to fruition and true blessing. And the boundaries are limitless. I mean, this is unbelievable what can happen. I see just light come to this whole world. And just prophetically, a lady came in and said, it's going to go wild. It's going to go crazy. You're going to be so busy on what's going on. She has no idea what's going to happen in the future. And she says, he's going to be blessed this dream and this vision. So thank you for the confirmation of that and being obedient to God's word and God's love and just sharing that with everyone. And I just praise this church and just to grow, just fill this whole, need a bigger place down the road here. It'll be blow out of boundaries in the future here for you. Okay. What I do? Okay. I've been a chiropractor for 35 years. And I've traveled the world and to Germany, trained by Dr. Schimmel. And Dr. Schimmel was a dentist and a medical doctor back in Germany. So I traveled the world with him back in the 80s, the mid-80s. So I learned homeopathy, nutrition, natural stuff, different way of thinking over the period of years, just practicing, meeting people from all over the world, from Trinidad, from all over the place and the world, and just all the experiences I experienced with having just the knowledge of what people around me and God just blessed me with different techniques and love, and just he put me in situations I'd never believe in my life. And so my background goes back deep, and through my journeys through the years, I've seen what God's done. Even my office came to fruition that way. I tell a little story about my office because it was kind of a 12-year, because I got the new office, my wife and I got the new office 12 years ago. But I had a gentleman. we're looking for office space to go in that area. And this man, you know, he's a ruthless businessman. I mean, he is just a tough, tough guy. I mean, you think there's no way he's going to conform to anything in my office. I was praying to God, and he said, one day we'll go into his building. He had a 2-4-story building, Kemper Road, up there in that area. And he says, well, come into my building. And that's what I wanted to do. And I go, and I said, Lord, just I'm not sure if this is right. I don't know. Lord, you got to give me a clear vision. I've been struggling with this for months. And all my, and this is like, this guy is like hard. I mean, just hard. Everybody's scared of him. Fearful in the construction industry. I mean, this fear. And I said, God, give me a sign. Give me some sign. I was a little frustrated in the morning going to work. And he called me 7 o'clock in the morning and said, you're supposed to have your office not with me, with my competitor. He turned down his deal and said, you should be here in this location. And that place is anointed by God because we just prayed through it, and it was totally a confirmation. It was an amazing miracle. How would this guy, tough guy, call me 7 o'clock in the morning? It's 7 in the morning. Who calls anybody at 7 in the morning to start with, right? And no one calls anybody at 7 in the morning. And God confirmed me. I said, thank you, Jesus, for confirming that for me. So that this is when the miracles can happen, and just faith. And you never know faith. Who knows? You go day by day, the seat of your pants sometimes, what's going on. The Lord just puts you right in your face. He loves you guys so much, loves everyone so much. He's so gentle with everyone, so passionate, so loving and gentle with everyone. Just let him in your heart every day. Just let him in the heart. Just feel his presence daily. And it's tough. The world takes us away from stuff. Try to distract us from that. That's the enemy, trying to distract us all the time from everything. So please go to your heart. Go to Jesus every day. Ask for help. He'll give you help. Maybe not your timing, but his timing. You have to be patient and wait for God sometimes. Don't pray for patience. Just say, God, just do it now in Jesus' name.
Sometimes when a person says, well, in his case, he's sharing, says he's a chiropractor. You know, immediately you just kind of think maybe he just works on the back or something like that. But his practice is much more extensive than that. And he just didn't say all of what he really does. But he did talk about Jesus, so that was good. Yes, sir.
May I just say one more thing?
Yes, you can. Come up here, though. You got to say it up here. Okay, and while you're up here, Pappy, here's what I need you to also just help them to be aware a little bit of your how God brought healing to you, your journey from being in the wheelchair and what happened to you. I want them to get to know a little more of, you know, you, your heart, and why this is so important to you. So would you do that, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Sure. What I wanted to share was when he was having that vision, we were arriving. Now, I name every one of my lights. That was Big Bertha. Okay? Big Bertha is one of the largest Rife lights in the world.
And so pause right there for just a minute. So just so that you can have a little more understanding, this technology is a technology that's been out for years.
1930s.
And it's a technology that, and if you want to elaborate on it a little bit more, you can. But I want them to have a sense of, because when you talk about light or sitting in the light, you know, people are like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, and you know, touched by an angel moment or something, you know. It's a particular piece of equipment that's designed to be able to dial in various frequencies. And those frequencies impact cells. Okay? And so and I just learned this the other night, so just if I mess up, just, but I'm trying to help folks understand what this is. And so as a result of it, years back, 20s, 30s, whatever it was, they began to see the incredible impact this had on helping people. But the medical profession was the one that wasn't really hearing it. And so it ended up kind of stopping for a minute, and then there were a group of doctors or medical people who got back involved with it. You can actually buy these units, machines, right now. You can go on Amazon and find them. They're a couple thousand dollars. There's different ones. But what God did with this man, his background is as an engineer as well, was he designed and built one that's incredibly more powerful than any of the ones that you could go out and buy. And that's the technology that Dr. Pittman experienced and ended up buying one of those machines, two machines himself to be part of his practice. I want you to understand this in this time of sharing. When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer and we began to walk through that process, I had limited information. I could only go with the information that they were saying to me until God brought other information to me that even the doctor my primary care doctor was not aware even existed. My point with that is this. Here's what I see God doing. I see him bringing the technology and the information and the revelation to his body that he's always intended for us to have, but systems in place have shut down certain things. And so it just makes sense that at the embassy would be this kind of technology, because this is kingdom. And what we're going to find is God's going to help many of us move past what we've been taught in order to receive what he intended all along. Is this making sense to you? That's why I need to take a moment and just kind of help make this a little more clear, because we are in yet another moment of synchronized destinies.
No limits. No limits.
Okay. Go ahead.
No limits.
No, go ahead. No, I just wanted to clarify that.
All I really wanted to say, I'll share the other with you. But what I wanted to say is, I just wanted to confirm what he was experiencing in January. You guys were closing on his building in January.
Wow.
Okay. You went by faith, knowing. Now, a faith walk is the most miserable walk you can have.
Well, now, I don't. I told you I'm real particular.
I've been rich, brother. I can tell you, faith ain't no fun. Okay?
I ain't going there with you right now.
I've been rich and I've been broke. I've been rich. I like rich so much better. Okay? But God never did use me when I was rich. He didn't.
I'm going to stand right over here.
He didn't. He would break me every time, and then he would do it.
Come on.
And he would get the glory. Mm-hmm. And everybody go, how did you do that? Mm-hmm. And I went, I didn't. That was God again. I tell everybody, I miss God all the time, brother. I have missed God so many times. I have failed so many times. But every success I have, you can see a set of heel marks where I was drugged by God to it. My footsteps was going off that way, and he grabs me and goes, no, over here. No, over here. God will say, and folks, we fight with our flesh. Paul said, I do things that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing things I want to do. And God, I had a laboratory in Texas. I'll tell the story. Mm-hmm. Had a laboratory in Texas. I'm a mechanical engineer. And we process gold, silver, and platinum. And we take other people's ores, and we developed the processes to that. That's back when I was rich. And God was speaking to me for almost 2 weeks. Get out of the lab. Get out. And the laboratory is where I did all my work, where I made all my money. And God for 2 weeks was saying, get out of the lab. Get out of the lab. We had a board meeting on Friday night. And I had investors and my own money. We were all there together on Friday night. And I told all our investors, guys, God's telling me to get out of the laboratory. We have no one trained. It would take probably a year or so to train somebody. And if I shut this down, we all go broke. Now, how many of y'all said, if you'd have been on that board, would you have said, well, do what God tells you, brother? Yeah, I know I got 150,000 in it, but do what God tells you. Nobody. Nobody. So I'm sitting there going, so Friday night goes by, we do Shabbat, Sunday comes along. Monday I head back to the laboratory. And I'm in the laboratory and I'm dealing with the most dangerous acid in the world. It's called hydrofluoric acid. And I am literally, I've got this shelf thing and I got a fan, set a fan sucking, but I accidentally turned one fan backwards. Instead of it sucking it away from me, it was blowing it on me. Just trickling all day long. By the afternoon, I couldn't walk. I barely made it home. I told my wife, I said, don't call 911 because what I've got going on, my organs are systematically shutting down, and I'm either going to be dead in the morning or I'm not. But calling 911, you can go, nothing in the hospital can help. I was in a coma for 2 weeks. I woke up from the coma. She then carried me to my doctor, and my doctor said, you're right. Nothing we could have done. And I'm living now in an electric blanket. They develop a life support system to keep me alive for 5 months. So I'm in the bed for 5 months. Then I moved from that to a wheelchair. I spent 5 years in a wheelchair. Next time God tells you to do something, say, I'm going to be smarter than Pappy. Everybody say, I'm going to be smarter than Pappy. Come on. I'm going to be smarter than Pappy. When God tells me, I'm going to do it. God told him this was the building. By faith. You didn't write a check for it, did you?
No. Not yet.
Okay. It's been a struggle. It's hard. Okay, God, I went 5 years. Finally, I found a Rife clinic on the West Coast. It's a little hidden place that does what these lights do. They got me in there. My wife literally pushed me in a wheelchair. 2 weeks later, I walked out carrying our bags. I went a total of 5 years with no income. Nada. I went to the government after I was all gassed and everything. And they said, you want money from us? No. You got too many assets, brother. Now, if you'll give us all your assets, we'll help you a little bit. So I got nothing. So let's back up. If I'd have said that night at that board meeting, I said, I'm shutting the lab down. I don't think I'd have had this story to tell you. Okay? And I wouldn't have found this place of healing. And then God has taught me how to use it. Matter of fact, I left when I was in that 2 weeks time. I said, how much of this stuff can I buy? Because I need it for me and my family. I want to take care of my family. That was my intent. That was 2013. I came out of that wheelchair. And I've been literally watching people walk out of our center healed by God over and over. And I'm not a doctor, not going to be a doctor. It ain't never going to happen. But what you're literally going to see is God heal people just by removing toxins. And with the mind, when I said he's the best in the world, I've seen him do things in our center. He came to our center. We had six of our clients. And you want to see a chiropractor on steroids and in the spirit. That's the one you want. Okay? Because he walks around going, you know, God's telling me about this, brother. You got this thing right here. God's telling him. Mm. When did you go to a last time you went to a doctor and said, God's telling me you got this? He does it all the time. That's the way he practices. He's a chiropractor, like I said, on steroids. He does things chiropractors can't even dream of. And he's a naturopath. He got all these herbs and vitamins and all these things. And now he's got Big Mabel Murphy. That's the light. Big Mabel Murphy. You go to his office, you say, I need to see Big Mabel. I told you I name everything, brother. Okay. But that literally, God had to do all that to me because I didn't say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I think the journey would have been a whole lot easier if I had just said, yes, Lord. But thank you for this, for the embassy. Thank you that you heard the Lord and you obeyed. Praise so God. Those who walk with him daily, hold his arms up. You see him tired, hold his arms up. You see him discouraged, give him a big old kiss on the cheek. Not all you pretty girls, but, you know. Anyway, y'all just lift him up because this is the man God chose for the embassy. And I am so excited to be a part of this embassy. And my nation, Ephraim, the lost tribes of Israel, are looking for a place for an embassy. You may want to pray about that too, brother.
All right.
Anything else you want me to say?
That's good.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's been a little different today. That's a good difference. Yeah? It's a good difference. So I need you to continue to pray as we pray into how God wants to do this. This weekend, another gentleman who's a part of the group that was there on Thursday will be here. His company is one that works with large structures, large buildings. He's going to come and we're going to walk the building, do some assessments, particularly in the third floor area, of what it's going to take. You see, the vision is one to have on this third floor where people can come and stay, just like we have our brothers who come through the program on the second floor, residential. The vision is because it's being looked at as an intensive care type facility, meaning when the doctors have said, okay, you're done. Now, there'd be some other practices where people can come and be treated, but there's some people who need to come and be here for a week, 2 weeks. And so this is just absolutely incredible what God wants to do for his people and for all people. And so...